Figures show that the U.S. Census Bureau did a better job counting Americans last year than it did in the previous census 10 years ago. The improvements were especially noteworthy for minorities, who were among those most often missed in the 1990 count. The results are preliminary, but they're being used by both sides in the debate over whether census numbers should be adjusted before they're released next month, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The Census Bureau says that the net undercount in last year's census was less than 1.4% of the nation's population. That means several million people were missed, but not as many as 10 years ago when the undercount was 1.6%. Democrats and Republicans applauded the figures, but Republicans were especially happy about some of the specifics. Congressman Dan Miller is chairman of the House Census Subcommittee.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is a good news day. The Census Bureau has announced that the undercount of African Americans and Hispanics have been cut by more than half, and the undercount of American Indians reduced by more than two-thirds.
Miller says this is important because it means the 2000 census did a good job reaching the hardest-to-count people, and that the raw census figures are especially reliable. For example, in 1990, about 5% of the nation's Hispanics were missed, but less than 2.7% were not counted this time around. The census also did a better job counting Asian Americans and children. But Acting Census Director William Barron says more can be done.
Those are important improvements, but they don't mean that the institution for a second will say, oh, gee, our work is done. We don't care about this anymore. That's not going to happen. I mean, the Census Bureau is going to stay committed to working on the undercount problem as long as there's an undercount in existence.
Right now, that means the Bureau is going through the numbers to decide whether it makes sense to adjust the figures for any mistakes using a statistical sample. Under a rule issued last year by the Clinton administration, the Bureau director must decide soon whether to release both the actual headcount and the adjusted numbers. Census figures are used by states to redraw congressional districts and also for the distribution of federal aid. Republicans oppose adjusting the numbers. They say it's unnecessary and could lead to more inaccuracies. They also fear the adjustments will favor Democrats by boosting the number of minorities. But Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of New York says not adjusting the figures will leave many Americans disenfranchised.
I think the main point is how many blacks and Hispanics does it take to be missed in the census for the Republican Party to agree that they should be corrected for the undercount. My position is that every person counts, and whether it's 8 million or 4 million or 3 million or 2 million, all of these people should be counted.
Maloney says the Census Bureau should get to make the decision, but Republicans are counting on the new Bush administration to overrule any Bureau recommendation to adjust the figures. President Bush has said repeatedly that he favors using an actual headcount, but he's yet to make a decision on which numbers should be released. In any event, the issue will likely end up in the courts. Republicans point to a Supreme Court ruling against the use of adjusted numbers for reapportioning congressional seats. Several civil rights groups say they'll fight any decision not to adjust the figures. Karen Narasaki is executive director of the National Asian Pacific American Legal Consortium. She says her group is disturbed by reports that Republicans might allow adjusted numbers for distributing federal aid, but not for redistricting.
To us, amazingly cynical that that's the kind of proposal that would be floating out there right now, because it says that, in fact, Congress, at least some leaders in Congress, must be holding our votes pretty cheaply because they're getting ready to sell out our votes in exchange for some federal dollars down the road.
She and others see the use of adjusted numbers for distributing federal aid as an attempt to appease Republican mayors whose cities could otherwise lose millions of dollars. Census Subcommittee Chairman Dan Miller says he thinks the idea is worth exploring. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.